Okay, welcome back tonight to the fastest 2 hours in radio as we continue with our college football conversation. Right now, we are going to head out to the Pac-12 conference and focus our attention on the Oregon Ducks as we want to take a look at who head coach Mark Helfrich and his staff, who they signed in this year's recruiting class. We also want to get the pulse on how some of Oregon's finest fared at the 2014 NFL Combine. It is a true pleasure to welcome in this evening Rob Mosley. He is the editor of GoDucks.com. That is Oregon's athletic department official website. And he's also the co-author of a brand new book that's out, 100 Things Oregon Duck Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening, Rob. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, it is time for a recruiting review, and we want to get the state of the Oregon Ducks, and that is our first order of business. Now, let me just lay it out here for the listeners tonight. The Ducks welcomed 21 new members, and there were, Rob, a number of key areas that needed to be addressed and improved upon. So give us the narrative. Kind of give us the breakdown. What was the strength of this year's class?
They did pretty well in the defensive backfield, which is a big priority. They got a cornerback out of Texas, Arion Springs, that they really liked. They went really hard at receiver, and they've got a kid that they got into school already in January named Jaylen Brown out of Arizona, who they have high hopes for. They went for some immediate needs, too, from the junior college ranks, which Oregon tends not to focus on real heavily, but there were some needs on each line. They signed a defensive lineman and an offensive guard. And they also signed a cornerback because they lost Terrence Mitchell as a junior. He declared early for the draft. They signed a cornerback named Dominic Harrison out of a junior college. So, between guys like that and then some of the incoming freshmen I mentioned, they also signed a pretty good running back named Royce Freeman out of the Southern California area. There's the potential for some guys to have an early impact as soon as the fall of 2014. Based on the talent they brought in.
It's very interesting when you look at the 2014 recruiting class. You just mentioned Tony James, Royce Freeman, Jaylen Brown. I mean, these are guys out of Florida, California, Arizona. Coach Helfrich and his staff, they just went everywhere to get these guys, didn't they?
Well, it's the nature of recruiting to Oregon. This is just not a state that produces a ton of talent. High school football here in general isn't that high of a priority as it is at some other states. So not only is it a small population, but relative to the size of the population, not that many kids play football. So it's, you're only going to probably have, a handful of D1 level prospects coming out of Oregon each year. So, Oregon's always had to go to California, at least, really for the bulk of its recruiting efforts. But with some of the branding efforts that the program made the last, decade and a half, billboards in Times Square and things like that, sort of raised the profile, all the uniforms that get everyone's attention, that, those aren't going to convince a kid to sign a letter of intent, but they will get you on the radar of a recruit. And so there's been a little more consistent success getting guys out of Florida, getting guys out of Texas, places where, the really top-level talent comes out year after year.
We are so glad you're joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online right now at eradiosports.com and at Twitter, always an open invitation. Join us at Twitter. Follow us at eradiosports. We are talking Pac-12 football right now, specifically the Oregon Ducks. And Rob Mosley is our guest. He is the editor of GoDucks.com, also has a new book out, 100 Things Oregon Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So how would you rank this year's class?
Well, sort of not to contradict myself too very much, because, as I mentioned earlier, there were some guys that could help this team immediately in 2014. But the other side of the coin is this team didn't have a ton of needs, for an early impact. They returned a lot of starters, mm-hmm. particularly on the offensive side of the ball. And so playing time is always a big draw for, recruits. So there were some guys that they missed out on. They didn't get everybody, nobody gets everybody they're pursuing, but, there were some guys they missed out on. So this class ended up finishing around 20th nationally in the various rankings by the various services that rank a class, which more typical for Oregon in the last 5-6 years has been sort of the middle teens, even threatening to be in the top 10, which, getting back to what we were talking about, the geography of sort of recruiting out of the state of Oregon and to the state of Oregon, finishing top 10 is just remarkable. And, it's not something you can expect to do year after year at a place like this. You know, for all the great buildings and the uniforms and all that.
Oh, it's incredible.
Geography. but geography still is a massive element in terms of recruits making decisions. But it does make it tough. So, classes year after year that are 13, 14, 15 nationally are pretty good. You know, when you finish 20th, a lot of Oregon fans thought it was a bit of a substandard class in that regard. But, as always, you wait two or three years before making final judgments because, you can get two-star players like Marcus Mariota who end up just exceeding all expectations. And then, the history of recruiting is littered with five-star guys who don't work out. So you really do need to reserve judgment and see how things pan out.
Well, it is early yet. So in your mind, can you perhaps give us a sense of who you think might not redshirt and could be an immediate difference makers and in the rotation right away?
I do think the running back I mentioned, Rich Freeman, despite being a freshman, could probably factor in. The receiver who I mentioned, Jaylen Brown, who's already enrolled. He enrolled not just for spring, but for the winter quarter at the university, which is doesn't happen very often. I think that head start combined with some needs at receiver. Oregon has a lot of numbers at receiver, but not a lot of proven guys. So if he can really have a good spring, he could be a guy that could help immediately. And then maybe Arian Springs, the cornerback, because of the need there and some depth concerns there, it wouldn't shock me to see him contribute early as well.
Well, one of the guys, let's talk some defense here, a very special player, and I understand Helfrich and his staff, they really developed a relationship with him early and right away, was with linebacker Jimmy Swain. What's your perception of him?
Yeah, an athletic guy and a guy I think can help in some special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a guy who could play early as well in that role too. I mean, that's always such a big deal for guys. A big opportunity for guys who want to make an impact early is to be willing and able to help on special teams. And he's a guy who looks like he kind of has the body type, and then also sort of the maturity to be a guy willing to embrace a role like that. So. That's really encouraging. When you hear coaches talk about a kid who could make an impact, you got to be big, you got to be fast, you got to be physical to play on special teams. So that's certainly an encouraging sort of scouting report. As always, we'll see what happens when guys get here and start going against college level competition. Things can change a bit when the lights go on.
They can. It is our recruiting review this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going one-on-one with Rob Mosley, of course, the editor of GoDucks.com. He's doing a great job giving us just an overview of what took place. So I do want to ask you, I always like to try to stay away from negativity, but what did happen with Buda Baker? Because he did decommit from Oregon.
It's a guy who stayed close to home, and the Oregon had a couple situations like that where, you're in it till the end with a guy, in Buda's case, he was even committed. And then, the guy ends up staying closer to home. Juju Smith was a guy who ended up signing with USC. He's from that area. Oregon was in it to the end with him, and then he ended up staying close to home. I mean, just the lure of particularly parents, wanting to watch guys, play at home every day without having to travel to games. You get some families that have the means and the willingness to watch their son go hundreds of miles away to play, and they're able to make the trip every week to see him play wherever. But some families can't do that, and that puts a lot of pressure on a kid, I think, to stay closer to home. I know I've harped on geography a few times in the last few minutes, but that really. It really can be such a critical factor for kids in making decisions, and I think in a couple of big cases for Oregon this year, it really worked against the Ducks.
Hey, Rob Mosley has been joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the editor of GoDucks.com. We've got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with much more as we talk Pac-12 football with Rob Mosley. Go online right now. Check out his stuff online at GoDucks.com. We will be right back at YSR.